The Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Don Ameche. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Don Ameche welcoming you to the first broadcast ever to come from the Naval Air Technical Training Center at Norman, Oklahoma. Miss Janet Flair made this long trip from Hollywood to Oklahoma with us. Us being, of course, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Ken Carpenter, Mortimer Sturd, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy.
From now, the corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
Hey, Charlie, I wonder what all these sailors are doing in Oklahoma, 1,000 miles from an ocean.
Yeah, they're waiting for the tide to come in. And believe me, I'm waiting for Bergen to come in, too.
I say, Charles, old boy, you and Bergen having a difference again?
Yes, Ray, and this time the difference is about $2 from cutting off my allowance. That's what he did. It's the end, I tell you, Ray. I can't stand the name being cheap about money.
Well, I say, well, what else is there to be cheap about, old boy?
Well, just because I made $2 slapping him with a summons last week.
Oh, you and Edgar will make up like you always do, Charlie.
No, not this time, Amici. This time I'm going to tell him off and then see him off. He's lucky if I don't bump him off.
Oh, now, you're not really leaving him, Charlie.
Oh, I'm not, am I? Yes. I'm going to leave him so fast the bees will make him seasick.
Oh.
Where is he? Hey, Bergen! Hey, Scrooge! I'll take it like a man. Go away, Bergen.
A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's settled custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4. 'Cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout thing. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4. 'Cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. Leads to a dozen, and there's 4 to a dozen. Leads to a dozen or more.
No, sir. sir, Bergen. Burton, he can't treat me that way. I tell you, enough is enough, and this is the end.
Charlie, why are you mumbling to yourself?
Well, I'm going to leave you.
You are? How much, old boy?
No. No, Ray, what I mean is I'm taking a powder.
Oh, well, if it's a headache powder, could I join you?
Yeah, no. I'm leaving Bergen forever. Again, I'm doing it, too. This is the grand finale, that's what it is.
Well, how very fortunate. Yes, I have a new exit march. I've just been dying to play, old boy. You'll really love it.
A lot of sympathy I get from you.
Hey, what's the matter now, Charlie?
Well, this is it, Doc. This is it. I'm going away for good.
Oh, is that all? I thought it was something serious. When do we get this lucky break?
Just as soon as I wash out a few hankies, I'll be ready to blow.
And then you're on your way?
Yeah, but not until I've sold off a certain Mr. Bergen, who shall remain nameless. Especially after I leave him.
Darling, I heard you telling Don that you're leaving me.
Yes.
Surely you have something to say to me before you go, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Bergen. May good luck follow you all the rest of your life and never catch up with you.
Oh, now, Charlie, you're just mad at me because I took the $2 away from you that you got for serving me with a summons. You know, that's the worst thing you've ever done.
Well, goodbye forever, Bergen. I'm going. I'm almost at the door. Did you say something?
No.
Oh. Hey, is my hat in here?
Yes, Charlie, it's on your head.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was somewhere. Well, so long.
So long.
I hate to trouble you, Bergen, but you forgot to give me my availability certificate.
Well, Charlie, you won't need one. You're non-essential.
I resent that. Now I am going. Goodbye.
Oh, Charlie.
Yes, Mrs. Bergen. Oh, I knew you'd call me back. I just knew you would.
Yes. On your way out, would you mind dropping this letter in the mailbox?
Yes, sir. Well, that does it, Bergen. That does it. I wouldn't stay now even if you begged me. Goodbye. That's final. P.S. I hate you.
I was going out to see if I could find you.
You were?
Yes. You want me to go back out and hide?
No, no, no. No, you see, Mortimer, I want to see you.
What? I wanted to see Charlie.
Oh, you want to see Charlie?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid, Mortimer, that Charlie has gone away permanently.
What?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'll just sit and wait.
Yes, I guess. But what I'm trying to tell you, Mortimer, is that Charlie won't come back. You see, Mortimer, you're all I have left.
Very much, is it?
No,
it
isn't.
Certainly got the worst of that deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about filling Charlie's shoes.
Yep.
Yes.
What do you want me to fill them with?
No. No, you see, what I mean is this, Mortimer. This is your chance to make a name for yourself.
Well, I don't know. I already got a name.
You already got it. You have.
I think, yeah.
You think, yeah. Well, don't you want to go somewhere?
Well, I like it here.
You like it here, yeah, that's right. But what I'm trying to tell you is, together, you see, we could go places.
Together?
Yes.
Well, you mean you could treat one time and I could treat the next?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Another thing is that since Charlie is gone, you know, you could move into Charlie's bedroom. You know, it has a shower.
Well, I can't sleep standing up.
You can't. Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, I don't know. I guess I lost the recipe.
Lost it.
With him close to me, where he's supposed to be. He's home for a little while. I live for his name. I hit the sky when he looks in my eyes, and my knees go weak with bliss. He's sort of changed. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word. And when he holds my hand, I understand I'm his, but forevermore, he's mine, mine alone. He's the that he's close to my heart, for the little he's home. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word. And when he holds my hand, I understand I'm his.
Charlie, come here, will you? Come on over here, Charlie.
Well, hello, Gazzola, my friend.
Hey, why you look so sad?
But haven't you heard? I threw Bergen out of the act.
You do what?
Bergen and I have,
You and Bergen have a...
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do now, Charlie, huh?
Well, I think I'll go on the stage.
Yeah.
If I could only find a partner. Say, Gazzola, you used to be in vaudeville. Why do you say we make a team, huh?
You mean like Holson and Johnson, or Carmen and Miranda, or Topsy and Turvy? You know, I'm going to come out on the stage, I'm going to wear a funny hat. I'm going to put a pillow into my pants, I'm going to make out like I'm a fat man, eh?
But is the public ready for anything so novel?
Oh, sure.
Well, there's only one thing we need now.
What's that, partner?
Who'll give us a job?
Hey, that's easy. By some strange coincidence, an old friend of mine, Mr. Swenson, sir,
he's
the manager of a theater.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, we got the talent, he's got a job. Let's go.
Let's go. Well, this is the office right here.
May I help you?
Yes, you could, the little lady. We want to see for ourselves and Mr. Swenson.
Well, Mr. Swenson is busy right now, but I'm his secretary, Miss Merrill. Well, that is, you see, I'm really a singer. I'm here between songs.
Oh, what's the kind of songs you between? No, I know. What do you mean? Tell me, what are you singing? Lullabies or boogly woogly?
Well, no. I like a song like If I Loved You.
If I loved you, come on again, I would try to say all I want you to know. If I loved you, God wouldn't come in an easy way. Round and circle again, longing to tell you that afraid and sad, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. To in the midst of day, never, never to know how I loved you. If I loved you. But afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Oh, you'd leave me, off you would go in the midst of day. Never, never to know.
Very pretty.
Pardon me, I'd like to see Mrs. Swenson.
Well, aren't you Jenna Blair?
That's right.
Did
this is the office of the big theater owner, Corny Swenson, isn't it?
Why, yes, it is. Do you have an appointment?
Well, no, but you see, I'd like to join and act.
Say, Charlie, you know, I actually need something.
Yeah?
I was just thinking about some pretty girl.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, think of one for me, too, will you? Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. Hey, how about the little girl that just came in, Miss Blair?
Yeah, it's a good idea, yeah. Hey, kid, Mr. Blair, come here, will you? Look, could you suggest to me how to get a little bit of glamour inside from our act?
Well, let's see, let me see. Oh, I know. Why doesn't Charlie wear a strapless tuxedo?
I got a better strapless idea. You should be in our act. That's what I'll do.
Well, that's awfully nice of you. You see, I want to go on the stage very badly, but frankly, I just can't do a thing.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. The audience is tired from a talent anyway.
Oh. Then the three of us would be a big success.
Yeah.
But I honestly haven't had much experience.
Quote. Will you walk into my parlor?
End quote.
You see, my partner and me, we're telling a funny joke.
Oh, I see. Well, what will I do?
Well, somebody has to laugh at you.
Look, kid, you stick with me, and someday I'm going to make a great star from you.
Hmm. Well, I'm not doing anything tomorrow.
Well, let me see now. Hey, oh, I know. What about your costume?
Oh, dear, I just don't have a thing to wear.
That'll sell the act.
Well, now, say, couldn't I be your straight man?
With those the curve?
I beg your pardon. Would you tell Mr. Swenson that Ray Noble, the King of Fancers, is here to see him?
Do my ears deceive me, I hope?
Why, Charlie, old boy, fancy meeting you here. And with such a beautiful girl.
It's Janet Blair.
Oh, I say, has she got a friend?
Yeah, me.
Say, Mr. Noble, don't tell me you're giving up your music. I heard you say Ray Noble, King of the Funsters.
Yes, that's right.
But look, I never think of you as a comedian.
Check.
Well, you see, at first I'm not amusing. But when you get used to me, I'm frightfully dull.
Yeah. Well, look, tell it to me. What the kind of jokes do you do, Mr. Dull?
Well, you see, I'm awfully clever with dialect. I've mastered every tongue but one.
What's that?
My mother-in-law. Oh, did you hear that? A little rascal.
Well, tell me, Mr. Noble, what dialect do you actually do?
Well, I do Dutch, French, Italian, and African brogue.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about Scotch?
Terribly scarce, isn't it?
Well, that reminds me. I think I'll make myself scarce, too. See you later, Charlie.
Yes. Oh, see you later, Janet.
Then hello there, people.
Well, hello there, Mr. Swenson, sir.
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Yes. Well, who is the first one there? Who has been waiting the longest? I guess you people know that I am putting on a gigantic spectacle. And we want jugglers and we want yodlers, and I want a fella that can dance a jig. That's what we need.
Yeah, you need someone to do sweet dialect.
Oh. Say, look, Mr. Swenson, this is my partner, Charlie McCarthy. And believe me, Mr. Swenson, oh, we got a very funny act.
Yes, well, let me hear some of your jokes.
Okie dokie. Listen now. Here we go. Let's go, Charlie. Now, what's the kind of animal has a head from a cat, a tail from a cat, looks like a cat, but she's no cat?
I'll bite. What is it?
Kitten. Oh, I tell you, Mrs. Swenson, when a wit fella jokes, everybody hold it aside.
Oh, well, with me, it's the nose.
Look, Mr. Swenson, let's get on to business now. We don't ask you for too much money, but we wonder what we're worth.
Oh, well, I think I can do better than that. Yes, I will give you a small salary. But first I want to ask my cousin. You see, he's visiting me here. You know, he's in show business, too.
Oh, he is? Maybe I know him. Everybody knows us. What's his name?
Well, his name, my cousin, his name is Edgar Bergen.
Yeah, that does it. Yeah.
Come in here, Edgar.
What is it, Axel?
Well, these two fellas there, they say they're good. You know who they are?
Well, Charlie McCarthy.
Yes, actually, you bet he's good. He's one of the finest little boys in the business. He's one of those people that you just can't replace. I can only think of nice things to say about Charlie.
Oh, gee, Bergen. I've been so worried about you. You know, I've fought so much. I've been getting gray at the temples.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, I'm worried about you, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just one of those things you can't fight.
You understand, Gazzola?
Oh, sure. Like the old saying is a going, a blood is a thicker than, whatchamacallit.
Yes. It's true, too, Bergen. Bergen?
Yes.
I got a half a buck in my pocket. What do you say we go down to the corner drugstore and blow the suds off a pineapple soda?
McCarthy Show with Joan Merrill, Ray Noble's music, Mortimer Schnerd, Don Ameche, Edgar Bergen, and starring Charlie McCarthy. Today's guest was film favorite Janet Blair. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.